Bruce Klingner is the Senior Research Fellow for Northeast Asia at the Heritage Foundation and is an expert in North Korea. Bruce Klingner, welcome to Wide Angle.
Oh, thank you very much.
North Korea attempted to launch a satellite into orbit on Sunday. Can you tell us what they hoped to accomplish and what they actually accomplished with this?
Right. Although the satellite launch was unsuccessful, the rocket successfully launched further downrange than North Korea has ever been able to achieve. And if you can put a satellite in orbit, you can put a warhead anywhere on the surface of the planet. And also, if you can send a booster 2,500 miles or more downrange, you can also put a missile downrange. So in that sense, it's a signal not only of their continuing intent to develop ballistic missiles, but also it shows their progress since their last missile launch in 2006. What they're trying to do is not only be able to develop a military threat to the U.S., but also trying to influence the U.S. and its allies to adopt a softer policy towards North Korea, using threats to get us to back off from enforcing international law, UN resolutions, and making North Korea fully comply with its commitments.
The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting to discuss North Korea's rocket launch, but no agreement was reached. Can you tell us what some of the obstacles are in the Security Council?
The main obstacles are China and Russia, and they're just trying to basically get the UN to look the other way. The danger in that is if you don't enforce the international community's resolve, if you don't defend the UN resolutions, it sends not only a very dangerous signal to North Korea, but also to Iran and Syria and other nuclear aspirants that the UN doesn't mean anything and that there's going to be no punishment for pursuing nuclear weapons.
What was the state of North-South relations before North Korea announced its intentions to launch the rocket?
They've been very poor during the last year since the new conservative government came into South Korea. For 10 years, North Korea got pretty much anything it wanted from the South. Under what was called a sunshine policy, which is a reference to an Aesop fable of the wind and the sun compete to get a man to take off his overcoat. The wind blows and blows and only makes the man put his coat on all the tighter. The sun comes out and warms him and gets him to take off the coat. So the idea from the South Korean point of view is if they send lots of aid, lots of developmental assistance, and don't ask for anything in return, that will get North Korea to lower its guard, and then eventually they might implement economic reform and political reform. It largely did not have much effect. But the new president was saying, look, we will continue to give you large amounts of aid, but you do have to start to implement economic reform. You do have to continue the denuclearization process required under the six-party talks. And North Korea didn't like that. Things have been pretty much stalemated for the last year between North and South Korea.
What would need to happen before any progress could be made towards reunification?
Even the most ardent supporters of unification, such as former President Kim Dae-jung, whose sort of life mission was to improve relations between the Koreas, he still said that unification was some 20 to 30 years off. Absent a collapse of the North Korean regime, that very well may be the case. South Korea certainly wants it to be a slow process. They've seen the impact of the German unification, both in terms of money, but also just the societal upheaval that occurred in Germany and the lingering economic cost to Germany. So South Korea is not as strong economically as West Germany was, and North Korea is far weaker than East Germany was. So South Korea is actually pretty nervous about a sudden unification because they just see it as it would have a horrendous cost in so many ways for South Korea. So what they're hoping is a long, slow, gradual lowering of tensions, implementing reform in North Korea, and that eventually there would be a gentle unification.
Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure.